So, Mark McHugh, we're looking ahead to the Ulster Championship Games this weekend. We've been waiting a while to see Fermanagh and Donegal meet again. It's going to be the last of the quarterfinals. And when the draw was met, it was certainly one of the standout ties that could prove to be a very, very intriguing encounter given their recent history.
Taking Rory Gallagher as manager for Manly, who was along with Jim McGuinness when he was managing Donegal, and then Rory took over the team himself, so he knows all about both teams and the inside line and all the Donegal players. So yeah, big championship game, I suppose, from Manly's point of view. They felt they didn't go well in the final last year, that they froze on the occasion in the Ulster final. From Donegal's point of view, they'd be very disappointed with the league match during the year in O'Donnell Park. So yeah, it's all to play for, and you know, Brewster Park, you have to think that that's given a bit of an advantage, you would have to say, to Fermanagh.
Who's in the better position going into this game?
It's very hard to know. I still think that Donegal have the better players, but the better squad of players, Oisin, you'd feel that way. But Fermanagh will be up for the underdogs, and we saw between last weekend with Cavan, particularly Cavan and Monaghan, you know, the underdogs up for a match can make all the difference. And we know the pitch is 145-83, you were just saying there beforehand, and you know, that's a tight pitch, so it doesn't suit
Fermanagh's system.
Well, they have to play it well, because they don't have maybe the quality player that Donegal would have up front in the full forward lane particularly, and they will try to tighten it down and make it into a battle. So it's always easier when you're a manager involved, or players you're involved, to put into a battle when the pitch is that tight. Free taking will be very, very important. Joe McCullough's job in refereeing will be very, very important. Look, we're not expecting a spectacle here, Oisin, and we know how Ulster football is. It'll be a war more than anything else, yeah. And that's the way it is. And you know, all you want to do from a Donegal point of view is come out with a couple of points victory. A point victory will do fine.
Yeah, well, listen, if Donegal can get ahead early in the game and Fermanagh's left chasing it, that'll put Donegal certainly with an advantage and on the front foot, and it'll really, really test Fermanagh.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what happened though, the final last year. Yeah. Donegal got the start, and right away Fermanagh had to come out and change their system of play that they would have. So they'll be wanting a good start for Manor, like Cavan got against Monaghan, to put the pressure on. So where Donegal, they'll want a good start. So yeah, the start will be very, very important. I've seen it in all the matches this year. Even the throw-in is very important. There's a lot of scores coming off the throw-ins, how important they are and everything else. But look at it, it's Ulster football. You know, the way I feel about Ulster football is teams playing against each other all the time. And, you know, some people say the only province that football's played in May is in Ulster, where the other provinces have it a lot easier. I would like to see the system changed. Look, this is the way it is, and we have to do with it. But when we see the way Oisin, the hurling is at the minute, and the great games coming week in, week out, definitely I think it's time that we did really take a good look at from a GAA point of view, and that we look at it, you know, 8 groups of 4, whatever, you know, it probably won't happen. But look, as far as Sunday's
concerned, you've been battering on about that now for a while, so you have. And it's the sort of scenario that's there, that it's always been talked about, but there's never anything done about it, Martin.
Well, that's it, I suppose, from the point of view. The provincial councils understandably don't want to let their thing go and everything else. But I just think the hurling is telling the people that we need change in football as well, and we need games coming every week and get it played off quickly. And then we have time for club football and that there. And, you know, we'll not say it's dead, but you can see in the crowds is at the matches. The minute we're looking at 12,000 and 13,000 being big crowds at matches, yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, how different the way it's gone differently. And I just think, yeah, looking at that there. But look, it is what it is. A lot of teams, you know, if you talk to players, they all want to win an Ulster Championship. Yes. No different with anybody else. But, you know, I think in the long run, and to be successful, for an Ulster team to be successful at national level, I think we look at the Dublins and Kerrys, I mean, they're not going to be in a game. And, you know, we look at teams in Leinster, they're probably wondering how they can get out of the competition so they won't have to play Dublin.
Right. Well, let's focus back on this weekend. You're hardly going to get 13,000 for Antrim and Tyrone on Saturday evening, are you, Martin?
I don't think so. You'll not get that. I mean, it's in the athletic grounds. You know, the disappointing thing is Casement Park. I just saw pictures of it during the week, and you know the amount of money that's already spent on Oisin and everything else, you know, and it's just so disappointing. You know, Antrim is a county is tough enough to keep Gaelic football going in Antrim, but not even have a home venue for to take children and that too is so disappointing. But the game's athletic grounds. Antrim were in Donegal, I heard, last weekend down you know, Bonn for the weekend and everything else. Big test for Antrim. I don't think it'll be much of a test for Tyrone from the point of view. They just want to get over the line. Don't pick up any red cards or any injuries. So, yeah, look at Tyrone will be looking forward to the semi. You would think the semi-final between Fermanagh or Donegal.
Yeah. Well, and obviously you've called it Tyrone one of the remaining quarterfinals. How are you swaying on the other one?
Donegal. You still think that Donegal is... Both, you know... we're sitting here today and you could say to me, I wonder what the Donegal team be, and nobody can tell what the Donegal team be. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. Yeah. It's just that the amount of players we have that are there available and get, so it's good in a way because you have a squad of players and everything else, but I just think
it's going to be a change Donegal team from the league match and Letterkenny as well, Martin, because at that stage of the year you still were waiting on a handful of the regulars to come back.
Yeah, it's going to be completely different, and the league doesn't matter for anything when it comes to championship. It's a different game completely, you know, the level of fitness and everything goes, the level of players, and you know, Paddy McBurdy's back. I was watching him playing against Niamh Connell for Kilcare. He looked very, very sharp that day. He's back, you know what I mean, you know, the quality of player of McBurdy, Murphy and Jamie Brennan, that type of team line inside, you know, Fermanagh just don't have that quality of player there. So you'll feel if Donegal can get enough ball out the field and everything else, it'll take a while. It'll not happen just as quickly as it did in the final, but you know, the patience have to be there, and the patience to build up and everything else and keep taking your score. I think Donegal will be good enough to get over the line.